Among the opposition leaders who have vowed to boycott elections under emergency rule is one of the most famous men in Pakistan, Imran Khan. A former cricket superstar, Khan channeled his fame into a new career as both a philanthropist and politician. He's the founder and current chairman of the Movement for Justice Party, and he narrowly avoided detention on the first night of Musharraf's emergency rule. This Wednesday, Khan will risk both his popularity and his safety when he emerges from hiding to lead a student rally from the campus of Punjab University. Imran Khan spoke with us earlier on his cell phone from his car. He says he staked his hopes for political change on a new generation.
The young people in this country have to decide where we are headed. Because of military dictatorship, because of clamping down on the freedom of expression, because of the way this whole war on terror is being fought, the society is getting radicalized. What you in the West hear of Talibanization is not basically some religious movement going on. It's also political movement going on in the way General Musharraf is using the Pakistan army against his own people. So what are the young people going to do? Are they going to sit back and watch this country implode, head the way of Algeria, where the own army starts fighting its own people? Or do they fight for a genuine democracy where these matters are sorted out through dialogue, consensus, which is what a civilized society does?
Now, you've been on the run since police tried to place you under house arrest. How have you managed to elude authorities over the past week? And what happens if you lead this protest, if you show your face, take to the streets?
Well, let me say, it wasn't a house arrest they were after. They were going to shift me to this prison in a faraway town. Basically, they wanted me out of circulation. And the reason why they want to do it is because they're very clear that if all the genuine opposition political workers and the leaders are taken out of circulation, then General Musharraf will be able to clamp down on dissent very quickly, just like the Burmese general have done in Burma. And then he can claim that, you know, he's really popular and there's no street movement against him. The moment I realized that they were sort of not thinking of a house arrest, they were thinking of solitary confinement, that's when I was fortunately not too old to scale two walls to get out of the house from the back. And then since then, I have been shifting places. I don't stay in one place more than one night. I don't use basically cell phone unless I'm on the move. And that's how I have so far survived. But day after tomorrow, I think I've sufficiently organized my party and the students to the extent that once I go out in the open, and I don't mind if I go into prison, day after tomorrow doesn't matter, because I've already got all the tiers organized for a movement to continue after me.
Now, Musharraf has set a date for elections next year. What are your political plans? Do you plan to run?
Well, firstly, this is a total fraud. I mean, without restoring the Supreme Court judges, holding the elections will be the biggest fraud imposed on this country. You see, remember, the whole point of the emergency was to get rid of the independent judiciary and instead have his own pocket judges who will endorse all unconstitutional, illegal ways. Like, for instance, today they passed an act, and you won't believe this, that we civilians can be court-martialed. I mean, civilians are going to be court-martialed, and the judiciary has endorsed it because, it's his own judges. Now, if he has his own judges, he's going to clamp down on the press, the media, and he's going to rig the elections. Once that happens, we will again have a puppet parliament, a puppet prime minister, and all power with Musharraf. Now, therefore, what we are trying to do is, I mean, my protest day after tomorrow is for the independence of the judiciary and reinstatement of the judges that have been put under house arrest by Musharraf, judges of the Supreme Court. That is what my protest is. But we have formed an alliance among certain political parties. And what we hope is this will go as an opposition to Musharraf. Even if he's going to rig the elections, we are not going to leave the field open for him. But there again, we will see the extent of oppression. I mean, what if he doesn't allow me outside jails? What if he doesn't even allow us to campaign? So then we might review the decision.
Now, I just want to, before I let you go, I want to give you an opportunity to answer your critics, because some are saying that what you're really trying to do is raise your own profile, that you're more interested in your personal gain than in the country's political future. And some newspapers have actually asked the question, what does Imran want? What do you say to those critics?
Michelle, if I was looking for my own gains, and bear in mind, mine is one of the youngest parties, it's only 11 years old, I should be aligned with a military general. Anyone who has ever come to power in Pakistan has always joined the military establishment. So I should be aligned with them because I would have a small party. And that's how I would piggyback with him, like a prime minister has no constituency. So the way he has come into power is by joining a military dictator. And, you know, all our previous politicians were actually made by the military dictators or establishment. So clearly the road I have taken is not the road to take if I was looking for my own personal interest. Why would I want an independent judiciary and an independent election commission if I was looking out for myself? Because surely with a new party, it would not be in my interest to have free and fair elections, because free and fair elections would surely suit parties which have much bigger voter base or much more organized or older parties. I mean, if I was looking out for myself, I should be with Musharraf, who offered me, and he's given in his own interview, he said, that if Imran had stayed with me, he would have been my prime minister. So that would have been the easier route to take rather than asking for free and fair election and independent judicial system.
Are you interested in national political leadership in Pakistan?
Well, absolutely, but I would like to come only with the mandate of the people. If the people vote me in, yes, I would like to implement my agenda, which is the first party that talked about an independent justice system and a genuine democracy and a welfare state. But I would not want to take any shortcuts. And remember, my party in 11 years, in two elections, was offered shortcuts.
And just one last question before we let you go, sir. What role could or should the U.S. play in trying to quell this conflict?
Well, I would love the U.S. to play the role which it professes to play in the world, which is to back democracy, rule of law. Unfortunately, George Bush's statement was extremely disheartening for all of us when he backed General Musharraf, despite him sending 14 Supreme Court judges, putting them under house arrest, destroying our constitution, imposing emergency. Now, is he standing with one man as opposed to the interests of 160 million people? George Bush should be standing with 160 million people, which means that he should be standing with the democratic process, going for free and fair elections and telling Musharraf that you've ruled this country for 8 years, the country is in a mess, it's about to implode, it's time to give democracy a chance.
That was Imran Khan, a former cricket superstar, philanthropist, and the founder and chairman of Pakistan's Movement for Justice Party.